A steak sizzles on a grill. A chicken roasts in the oven. Bacon crisps in a pan. These everyday scenes trigger reactions ranging from mouth-watering anticipation to moral discomfort. Few topics spark more heated debate than whether humans should eat meat. Some frame it as an evolutionary birthright, others as an ethical catastrophe. But what if both sides are missing something crucial? What if the real question isn't whether we should eat meat, but how much, produced how, and distributed to whom? This isn't just about personal choice. It's about the future of our species and our planet. Meat is structured water holding protein and fat, roughly 75% water, 19% protein, and 3% lipids. The game changer? Meat delivers complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids and 94 to 97% digestibility. Plant proteins score just 60 to 70% because cereals lack lysine and legumes lack methionine. Iron from meat exists in heme form, absorbed 2 to 3 times more efficiently than plant-based iron. This explains why iron deficiency remains rare in modest meat eaters. The same goes for zinc and B vitamins. They're in forms our bodies recognize immediately. That fear about saturated fat? Even red meat contains more unsaturated fats than saturated ones. Grass-fed beef typically contains less than 5% fat. Cardiovascular risks are strongest for processed meats like bacon and sausage, 42% increased risk at 50 g daily, while lean red meat shows minimal association with heart disease. The largest study of over 500,000 Americans found elevated risk only in the highest consumption group, people eating about 55 kilograms annually versus 18 kilograms for moderate consumers. 2 million years ago, our ancestors were vulnerable primates on the savanna. Archaeological evidence, cut marks on bones, stone tools dating back 380,000 to 400,000 years, reveals they became deliberate hunters with plans and weapons. Meat consumption transformed our biology. Our guts shrank while our brains exploded in size. Unlike other primates with 45% gut volume in the colon, humans reversed this ratio, 56% in the small intestine, optimized for energy-dense foods. This shift was necessary. Our brains consume 20% of daily energy despite being just 2% of body mass. Even chimpanzees hunt, consuming 4 to 11 kilograms of meat yearly, but their opportunistic pursuits differ fundamentally from human strategies. We developed projectile weapons around 50,000 years ago, killing dangerous prey from safe distances. This enabled colonization of northern latitudes, where plant foods vanished for months. Fire control, dating back 790,000 years, made meat safer and more digestible, increasing caloric availability while reducing digestion costs. The late Pleistocene megafauna extinctions coincided with human expansion. While once blamed on hunting, evidence now points to climate change as the primary driver. Regardless, hunting fostered social cooperation, communication skills, and technological innovation that shaped our cognitive and cultural evolution. For most of agricultural history, meat remained a luxury. Large animals were too valuable as draft power to slaughter young, and low-yielding crops left no surplus for feed. While Greek and Roman heroes feasted on meat in epic poems, ordinary citizens subsisted on grains and legumes. By the late 18th century, meat was still rare. French peasants ate it only at Easter or weddings, contributing less than 3% of food energy. Yet meat universally signaled elevated social status. Frequent consumption marked nobility, clergy, and wealthy merchants during elaborate feasts. Religious taboos further shaped consumption. Judaism and Islam prohibit pork. Hinduism prohibits beef. Buddhism bans meat entirely. Japanese meat consumption was severely limited by Buddhist-inspired imperial prohibitions beginning in 675 CE, only resuming after the 1871 imperial restoration. The modern dietary transition began in industrializing Europe and North America during the late 19th century. Mechanical prime movers replaced draft animals. Synthetic fertilizers freed land for feed production, and refrigeration enabled efficient shipping. Today, Americans consume over 100 kilograms annually, a quantity unimaginable to their great-grandparents. Modern meat production has become manufacturing. While mixed farming produces about 45% of global meat, over half of pork and three-quarters of poultry come from intensive operations housing hundreds of thousands of animals in climate-controlled buildings. These are protein factories, not farms. The efficiency is staggering. Modern broilers reach slaughter weight in under 6 weeks, compared to 6 months for wildfowl, despite weighing 50-60% more. Their bodies can't keep pace. Widespread leg problems and heart failures result. American producers typically provide broilers only 560 to 650 centimeters squared per bird, barely larger than a sheet of paper. Breeding sows spend most of their lives in gestation crates so small they cannot turn around. The scale is almost incomprehensible. In 2010, global slaughter included over 300 million cattle, 1.4 billion pigs, and 55 billion chickens. Temple Grandin revolutionized slaughterhouse design by understanding livestock behavior. Her curved chutes work with animals' natural circling behavior, while solid sides prevent them from seeing moving people and equipment. Despite these improvements, animals experience stress during transport, rough handling, and imperfect stunning. Meat production consumes extraordinary land resources. Roughly 25% of ice-free land serves as grazing, while a third of arable land grows animal feed. By 2000, permanent pastures occupied 3.4 billion hectares, nearly equaling the world's remaining forests and driving Amazon deforestation. Domesticated animals now dominate the biosphere. Their dry weight, 250 million tons, exceeded global human biomass, 110 million tons, by 2000. In livestock-intensive countries like the Netherlands, animal biomass surpasses human biomass by 50 to 100%. The waste is staggering. A 50,000-head feedlot generates 225,000 tons of manure annually, containing 1,250 tons of nitrogen and 165 tons of phosphorus. Separating livestock from cropland transformed manure from valuable fertilizer to problematic waste. Nutrient runoff creates coastal dead zones. The Gulf of Mexico's can span 8,776 square miles. Livestock contribute 7.1 gigatons of CO2 equivalent annually, 18% of anthropogenic greenhouse gases. 1 kilogram of beef requires 15,000 liters of water versus 4,800 for pork and 3,900 for chicken. About 80% of antibiotics in some countries go to animal agriculture, fueling resistance and creating conditions for zoonotic disease emergence. Modern meat production's worst practices aren't inevitable. They're profit-driven malpractices. We could produce hundreds of millions of tons globally without factory farms, herbivore cannibalism, extensive monocropping, or destructive overgrazing. Sustainable methods could yield approximately 190 million tons annually, 40 million from reduced impact grazing, 40 million from forages and crop residues, 70 million tons of chicken from food waste, and 40 million tons of pork from agricultural residues. This represents two-thirds of 2010 levels without environmental degradation. With modest improvements and alternatives like insects and plant-based options, we could provide 85 to 90% of current protein output. Encouragingly, meat demand in high-income nations has plateaued or declined. U.S. beef consumption has fallen 25% since 1980, reflecting growing health and environmental awareness. A desirable goal, gradual convergence toward 15 to 30 kilograms per person yearly, based on historically healthy French and Japanese patterns. For 7 billion people, this requires 105 to 210 million tons annually, well within sustainable capacity. The future lies in transformation towards systems like silvopasture and rotational grazing that build soil health and sequester carbon. This balanced approach maintains meat's cultural and nutritional benefits while dramatically reducing environmental impact. The question isn't whether to eat meat, but how to eat it wisely.